college students in a philosophy class were asked to place themselves in this scenario. Imagine that you are on a voyage of discovery back in the 15th century. Your ship goes down in a storm. You find yourself as the sole survivor on a deserted island. Nobody knows you are there, and there is no hope of rescue. Fortunately, there is food and water available, but there are no other people on the island. You are all alone. What would you do? What would you do if you were in that predicament? Some of the students said that even though the odds were against them, they would build a raft or a boat and try to escape the island. Some said they would try to use the time productively, write poems, think deep thoughts, pray, meditate. But some students said that if there was no hope of escape and no other people on the island, they would kill themselves. Life would not be worth living, so they would end their lives. It would be a terrible thing to be all alone. We were created to be with people, to be in community, to be in relationship. Our lives are all about relationships of love. That's the way God intended it to be. God created us for the relationships of love and marriage, relationships with family and friends, relationships with co-workers and neighbors and even strangers. And God especially created us to be in relationship with Him. That's what God longs for. He wants nothing more than to be in a loving relationship with each of us. It's the desire of His heart. But many people feel all alone in our world. Think of all the senior citizens, the disabled, the emotionally challenged people who are mostly alone in their homes. They can't get out much. Not too many people visit. I've read that the callers to many hotlines are shut-ins who just want someone to talk to. Loneliness is an epidemic in our society. Now, loneliness is different from being alone. Loneliness is an emotion, a state of mind. We are lonely when we feel empty and unwanted and unloved. The irony is that even though in our modern society we are more connected with people than ever before because of social media, we are lonelier than ever before. Experts believe that it's not the quantity of interaction that we have with others that combats loneliness. It's the quality of the interactions. Have you ever been in a crowd of people, and even though you are surrounded by so many people, you feel lonely? We need quality relationships, not many superficial relationships. I've read that since 1985, the number of people in the U.S. with no close friends has tripled. We need close friends. We need true friends in order not to feel lonely. We need someone that we can share almost everything with. All of our faults, our failings, our fears, and they will still love us. The good news is that God has restored our relationship with Him. That relationship was broken because of our sin and our rebelliousness. But now through Jesus Christ, we have been made right with God. The barrier has been destroyed between us and our God. And the loving relationship that God desires with us has been restored because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Christmas celebrates the incarnation of the Son of God. God has come down to be with us in Jesus. Our Emmanuel has come. God with us. And our God promises to always be with us. When we give our lives to God in faith, He gives us His Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit lives within us. God living within us. What an amazing miracle that is. We can never be alone again because God Himself lives within us. This is really a miracle that's too large for us to comprehend. How can Almighty God take up residence in my heart? How can the Lord of the universe live within me? It's too much to comprehend, but it is true. As Alex has explained, we are in the season of Advent, and the word Advent means coming, arrival. In this season, we prepare for the coming of God in the baby Jesus, the miracle of the Incarnation. But there's two comings that we actually prepare for. We also look forward to God's second coming at the end of the world. We who find ourselves alone on our deserted spiritual island, unable to escape, unable to come to God, we are amazed that God has come to us. The prophet Jeremiah in our scripture this morning tells Israel that they will not be left to their own devices, nor forsaken in their exile and their forlorn situation at the mercy of a pagan empire. God will raise up a new David who will take charge and lead God's people forward. And in this week's gospel, Jesus tells His people, His disciples, that there will be signs and portents in heaven and on earth. And these should be taken as signs pointing God's people toward deliverance. People will see strange things in the moon and in the stars, and many will be terrified. But Jesus tells His disciples not to be afraid. When we see those dark signs of warning, Jesus says, "Your redemption is drawing near." God is coming to judge the world. Now, this too is good news for us. Evil will be punished. And there's a deep desire in all of us that the evil in this world be punished. And God will do that. If we have been the victim of a cruel injustice, those wrongs will be made right. And those who deserve punishment will receive it from our righteous God. But the greatest good news is that for those of us who believe in Jesus, the second coming of our Lord will be our redemption, our full redemption. Salvation will be completed. Thus we are to raise our heads and rejoice. God is coming in all His glory to save His people. And when that happens, we will see Jesus face to face. He will bring us home, our true home in heaven. And we will spend the rest of eternity in the loving presence of our Lord. This is the truth that we can build our lives upon. Now I know there is so much to be afraid of in this world. We live in a dark, dark world, full of fear and hate, prejudice, injustice. There's so much that can cause us anxiety. But because of God's advent, because of that miraculous mystery at Bethlehem that we will celebrate in a few weeks, there is good news amid the bad news. Our redemption is drawing near. The God who we could not come to in our sin and ignorance and confusion, our God is coming to us. Our redemption is coming. So we need not fear the loneliness of this age. We should never, ever feel lonely, because in Jesus Christ we have a best friend who will always love us and always be with us. We are never alone. And someday when Jesus returns in glory, we will see our Lord face to face and enjoy His presence forever and ever. Would you join me in prayer? How can we thank You, Lord, for this amazing miracle? Sometimes we do feel all alone, that no one truly understands us, that we don't have the close relationships that we'd like. But all we need to do is understand what You have done for us in Jesus Christ, to read the Word and to let it sink in, the good news that our Emmanuel has come, and that You are always with us, and You always love us. You will never forsake us. You are with us every step of the way, even when life is most difficult, especially when life is most difficult. You are with us to love us and help us and bless us. Thank You, Lord, for Your continual love for us. It is a love that will last throughout eternity. We praise Your name. Amen.